This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday announced a new $400 million military assistance package for Ukraine, featuring ammunition for artillery and air defense systems. The announcement on the aid, which will be drawn from U.S. military stocks, come as Ukrainian troops press ahead with a slow-moving counteroffensive against invading Russian forces. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the assistance is aimed at, quote, strengthening Ukraine's brave forces on the battlefield and helping them retake Ukraine's sovereign territory. The Kremlin on Tuesday accused the West, and particularly the United States, of trying to sabotage its Showcase Russia-Africa summit later this week. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Spokesman Dmitry Peskov said African states had been subjected to, quote, unprecedented pressure not to take part. In essence, he said, they do not accept the sovereign right of African states to independently determine their partners for cooperation and mutual interaction in various fields. The St. Petersburg summit on Thursday and Friday will be attended by President Vladimir Putin. He's expected to hold intensive one-on-one talks with individual African leaders on everything from trade and security to grain supplies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Russia's lower house of parliament voted on Tuesday to reject amendments to a law which exempted vulnerable groups of Russians from military service. Earlier on Tuesday, the Russian parliament raised the maximum conscription age from 27 to 30 years, increasing the number of young men liable for a year of mandatory military service at any one time. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Food Program in Malawi says a funding shortfall has forced it to cut by one-half food rations for more than 50,000 people at the country's only refugee camp. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Food cuts comes at a time when refugees at the Dzaleka camp are complaining of inadequate food assistance, a situation that has forced some of the refugees to voluntarily return home. Earlier this month, 38 refugees from Burundi returned home, and the UNHCR says plans were underway to repatriate another group of more than 50 refugees. Many of the refugees cited the food shortage situation as another reason for the return. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
The United Nations said on Tuesday it had begun transferring 1 million barrels of oil from a rusting supertanker off war-torn Yemen in a bid to avert a catastrophic spill. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, quote, a complex maritime salvage effort is now underway in the Red Sea off the coast of war-torn Yemen to transfer 1 million barrels of oil from the decaying FSO Safer to a replacement vessel. Experts say success is far from certain as scorching temperatures in the summer, aging pipelines, and sea mines lurking in surrounding waters all pose potential threats to the operation. Tourists should expect far stricter supervision if visits to the border between North and South Korea resume, analysts said, after U.S. soldier Travis King used an organized tour to get close enough to dash across to North Korea last week. The U.S. Army private joined a tour party on July 18th, a day after he was supposed to have returned to the U.S. to face disciplinary action over charges brought while serving in South Korea. The son of the NBA's all-time leading scorer suffered a cardiac episode on a basketball court Monday. Correspondent Gavin Kulbaugh reports.
Bronny James, the oldest son of NBA superstar LeBron James, was hospitalized after going into cardiac arrest while participating in a practice at the University of Southern California, a family spokesman said Tuesday. A spokesman said USC medical staff treated the 18-year-old James on Monday at Galen Center and was transported to a hospital. The spokesman said James was in stable condition Tuesday after leaving the intensive care unit. James was one of the nation's top high school prospects and is an incoming freshman with the Trojans. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
For more news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.